podcast hosted by James Golden that takes you behind the scenes for a look at the man who changed America as we know it on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Bloom Daddy.
We're coming to your city.
On a Wednesday. You know that's politics left, right, center time. Republican Elijah McArdle, Democrat Jim Byrne will be joining us shortly. Right now, though, I want to go live to Orlando, Florida with NBC News Radio national correspondent Rory O'Neill. Rory, good morning, and let's talk about members of Congress doing a deep dive into what?
Yeah, good morning, Bloom Daddy. So the House Oversight Committee was holding hearings yesterday into the events that led up to January 6th and the riot at the Capitol and how the government responded to it. They had the head of the FBI and two Pentagon generals testifying to the committee. The Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, saying they've arrested 500 people and more arrests are likely. The generals trying to explain why it took so long for National Guard troops to show up that day.
Roy, didn't we already have this? I mean, and I'm honestly asking. I mean, we've had a number of investigations. We found that the Capitol Police didn't, you know, they weren't prepared. That, you know, calls for backup were denied. I mean, what else is there to find out here?
Oh, honestly, we haven't even started yet. So the House Oversight Committee is really looking at how to prevent something like this in the future, trying to better improve the communication with Capitol Police, National Guard, trying to figure out a better way to, because it's that D.C. thing where you have to ask the president for help from the National Guard, how to streamline that to do a better job of protecting members of Congress and other federal government workers there at the Capitol complex. So that's part of this. But then you get politics involved. You know, Democrats want to drag this out to November of next year and potentially put Trump on trial again. Republicans are trying to change the subject. Yesterday, even mentioning Hunter Biden's laptop. So they want to put this in the past.
All right. Roy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bloom Daddy.
All right. Otis, you know, when and that's what I wanted him to say, that Democrats want to stretch this in to 2024, because that's exactly what this is. And when he said we haven't even scratched the surface, are you kidding me? I thought everybody knew what happened. You had a bunch of people who were very upset, who felt like the election was stolen from them, and some people who were just borderline crazy, who went to the Capitol, and it got out of hand, and people had been arrested. The
and
Capitol Police
have been vilified.
Yeah, the Capitol Police, we found out, were not staffed properly. The National Guard, you know, was supposed to be called in. They were denied being allowed to come. I mean, what else is there to figure out, okay, well, how do we keep this from happening again? Staff it properly? I mean, I think everybody knows what happened. I think everybody knows how to make sure it doesn't happen again. And I think everybody knows that this is politically driven. They're just going to keep on beating a dead horse. In the meantime, let's forget about 4 years of rioting, 4 years of chaos in the streets that was absolutely orchestrated. 100%. Let's do a deep dive into that. But no, let's keep on going to this capital attack. One instance.
Versus
countless instances from Portland to that autonomous zone in Seattle to, I mean, you name it.
Which were daily.
You name it. Daily, weekly, monthly, for years. So again, if I'm a Democrat, I am going to milk this for whatever it's worth, because I know that Trump is still a big-time threat to me and the White House. That's number one. And number two, you keep on doing this and you keep on, you know, you got the media in your back pocket. Keep them focused on this, and let's just forget about, as I mentioned, 4 years of chaos.
But at some point in time, there's overkill. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, people get tired of it and they're going to say, you know what, we don't really care anymore. And that's going to be not just, I mean, you're going to have your politicos that are just going to keep on.
Mm-hmm.
But the average citizen is going to say, you know what? I don't care anymore.
All right. As I'm looking at the TV right now in Geneva, you've got Putin and Biden.
Mm-hmm.
If you could tell anything by body language, do you know what? You want to know what I'm reading right now watching this? As some cameraman's head just pops into the, I can see the back of the guy's head.
That's nice.
Looks like, I mean, he needs a mullet. Putin is sitting in a chair like you would sit. I mean, He looks so bored and so like, do I really have to sit here with this dead guy? Biden, on the other hand, is next to him, sitting there with his leg over his knee. He's actually sitting like he's enjoying the moment, and he's proud of himself, while Putin is sitting on the other side looking very annoyed, like, hey, can I get back to Russia and make sure that anybody who's running against me, I can poison them or something? And look at, I mean, you see it. As soon as that guy gets his damn head out of the way, look at how he's sitting right there. He's slouched. Look, right? I mean, are you getting the same thing that I'm getting? Biden looks like he's sitting in the front pew at church.
Yeah.
Putin looks like he's in the back pew at church.
He's waiting on a bus.
Looking at Pornhub.
Yeah.
That's what he looks on his phone. I mean, that's what he looks like.
He's and Putin's probably going, what's that smell?
Yeah. It's OPS, Vlad. It's old people's smell. It's OPS, man. Or it's rotting corpse. Take your pick.
Well, you know, Biden's probably all hyped up on caffeine or something like that anyway, and Putin's like, yeah, okay, whatever you say.
Formaldehyde. And Biden's got a big smile on his face, like, you know, hey, everybody. I meet with Vlad today, and Vlad's sitting over there going, can we just go drink some vodka somewhere?
Let's just start this right now.
Maybe assassinate somebody.
I think that's Biden's body double.
It could be.
What do you think? Yeah, because, I mean, he looks alive and energetic for 82.
Wait a minute. Vlad's taking his shirt off now. No, I'm kidding. A horse they just brought a horse into the room.
He's like the guy from the Old Spice commercial.
You're exactly right. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, Elgin McArdle decided
right
to stop
time.
By. Yeah, right on time. We expected you at about 7:46 maybe, but you are 5 minutes early, so congratulations.
Check the pool numbers.
Yeah. You didn't get to see it, though. You've got Putin. Put your headsets on, please. You've got Putin and Biden. They're in Geneva, and they were sitting in the same room. If it comes back on, I'll tell you to turn around and look at it.
Right.
You know, you can tell a lot about body language. Putin is sitting like this in a chair. He's like this. Seriously.
Not that reclined, because his chair didn't recline.
Biden is like this. And I said, it's like, you know, one's in the front pew at church, the other one's in the back. You know, going, man, can we get out of here? I got to hit the strip club.
It was like Biden was in the front row at the Glenn Miller concert.
4 to 5 hours. I can't.
Can you imagine?
The man can't stay on a teleprompter for 20 minutes. Well, I don't know how he's going to stay on point for 4 to 5 hours.
Tell Elgin what you said earlier before the show about.
Oh, yeah. President Putin needs two interpreters, one for English and one for mumble.
I mean, what are they going to talk about for 4 hours? Can you imagine a conversation with Joe Biden for 4 hours?
No, I don't think he can stay awake for 4 hours.
I mean,
did you see some of the coverage of the G7 summit where
yeah, that's good.
Vladimir. What? No.
Who the hell are you talking about? Boris Yeltsin? Boris?
No, wait a minute.
Stop. Okay. Let her reset.
Did she hit her head on the way in here? Did you bump into a wall?
She's not tall enough to hit her head.
Boy, you're full of it this morning.
That's heightism.
Heightism.
You're heightophobic.
I think that was an Asian thing.
Oh, yes.
No, wait a minute.
Yes. Yes.
Asians are short.
Listen, Asian hate running rampant in the studio right now with Otis in there.
Something's running rampant.
It'd be Filipino hate in your case.
Biden is running rampant because my mind is
all right.
Disappeared.
Who the hell are you talking about?
Okay, so I was watching some sort of clip. It was silent.
Okay.
And it was just about, like, your news is on.
Uh-huh.
And someone was speaking at the G7 summit, and Biden kept interrupting. I could just see the body language, but I couldn't see what they were speaking. And he kept putting up his hand like, stop, I am speaking here. And he's like, president of Africa. I mean, he was just throwing out
I didn't see it.
Wow, so, it was crazy.
So Joey B. kept trying to interrupt.
Joey B. kept trying to interrupt, and with things that were just completely off the wall. And the hand's going up going, dude, I'm talking.
Oh, that's bad.
It was really bad.
That is really bad.
It was on Facebook, so it could have been something that somebody put together, right. but it was not good.
Otis, you had a light bulb go off a little bit ago, because whenever I look at you and you've got that ooh, ooh, ooh look on your face, you were getting ready to say something, you started laughing.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
What did you two bump into each other when she came in? All right, we're going to take a break, 7:44. When we come back, more on this meeting between Putin and Biden in Switzerland. And also some food for thought. Do you believe that political division is the top issue facing the country? And would you prefer politicians be willing to compromise more than stand by their values and ideology instead? I'm going to give you some stats on that. Phone lines are open, 800-624-1170. I love you enough till it's too late. It's not too late.
News Radio 1170, WWVA.
The steaks are sizzling, and so it's all the action as I announce the grand reopening of the Point C & Steak restaurant at Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy, and if you like fine dining, then call the Point C & Steak restaurant Thursday through Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m. and make your reservation. I've missed this restaurant, and I can't wait to return because the atmosphere and food, tremendous. And remember, with Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack's Play It Safe program, they ensure that when you play here or stay here, you're safe here. Remember, all games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly.
25% off trees, shrubs, perennials, and rose bushes while supplies last. Marshall County Co-op, Moundsville.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our Primary Care One plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0940.
The recent injection of liquidity by the Federal Reserve has banks with unprecedented monies on their balance sheet. What does this mean? They must lend. With interest rates at an all-time low and available money at an all-time high, never before has the opportunity been greater for those individuals that have experienced bankruptcy, divorce, slow credit, no credit, even high lease or loan payoffs to purchase the car, truck, SUV or minivan of their dreams at a price and payment they can afford. Rush into A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, or apply online by computer or cell phone at anbautosales.com. It's quick and easy with an answer within the hour. Hurry before the money runs out. The recent injection of liquidity by the Federal Reserve has banks with unprecedented monies on their balance sheet. What does this mean? They must lend. Now is the time. A&B Kia is the place. A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
Miranda Lambert headlines Blame My Roots Fests. Get your tickets now at BlameFest.com.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. I've got another message from Erin Karenbauer with Karenbauer Distributing just for you. She wants me to let you know that Budweiser is taking American pride up a notch with patriotic designs. Collect all three American flag-inspired cans. And in addition, for every case sold from Memorial Day to July 4th, Budweiser will donate $1 to their partners at Folds of Honor to fund scholarships for military members and their families. So do what you can. Take American pride up a notch. Collect all three American flag-inspired cans and do it now.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
Have you been putting off life insurance for a while? With the long application process, medical exams, and blood tests, it's no wonder you put it off. It can seem so confusing, expensive, and time-consuming. But Ethos is a new way to buy life insurance. Ethos is built with you in mind. Instead of a medical exam, you only have to answer a few health questions. Our application is 100% online and can be done in about 10 minutes. You might even get same-day coverage. At Ethos, we match you with the right policy and the right price from top-rated carriers, with no medical exams and no blood tests. Now you can spend less time sorting through confusing paperwork and more time with the loved ones you want to protect. Go to ethoslife.com today to apply in minutes. That's ethoslife.com. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in some states as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states.
Want a great breakfast? Schlepp's Family Restaurant Morristown is your breakfast headquarters. Stop in today.
Wheeling Tire repairs brakes. More info online at WheelingTire.com.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for United Dairy. When you think United Dairy, you probably think milk and ice cream. What you may not realize is United Dairy produces so much more for you. How about orange juice, iced tea, fruit drinks, sour cream, cottage cheese, and French onion dip? So when you head to the grocery store, look for that United Dairy logo on the product you need because it ensures quality, freshness, and great taste. And with the hot summer temperatures here, it's ice cream time, baby, and there's no better ice cream than United Dairy. So go out and buy it all up right now.
Each year, Ohioans are injured and killed in train car accidents that could have been avoided with properly functioning gates and flashing lights. Facts show that gates and lights together prevent more train car accidents than stop signs or crosswalks alone. How can you help? Approach all crossings with caution and report bad railroad crossings at angelsontrack.org. That's angelsontrack.org. Because bad crossings kill good drivers. Sponsored by Angels on Track, aired by OAB and this station.
Bloom Daddy.
Politics Left, Right, Center. Bloom Daddy here with you. Republican Elgin McArdle, Democrat Jim Byrne going to be joining us shortly. Let's go live to Austin, Texas right now. NBC News Radio national correspondent Michael Bauer. Michael, I'm watching right now on the television in my studio. Biden and Putin. First of all, I don't know if you saw it. Putin came in shirtless on horseback. Biden came in on a hover round. And as I'm looking at their body language sitting, Putin sitting in the chair like you would sit in the back pew at church. Biden sitting in his chair like he's sitting in the front pew at church. Like if body language tells you anything, Putin's got this look like, dude, I want out of here. I can't even imagine talking to this guy for 4 hours. While Biden looks like he's gung-ho and ready to go.
Yeah, and I think that says a lot. I mean, look, at the end of the day, this is just having this meeting and being a part of the summit is a big win for Vladimir Putin. He doesn't have to do or say anything there, just having the appearances. And I'm not saying that it all is about optics, but in politics, I would say 99.9% of it all is about optics here, Bloom Daddy. So with that, you know, the fact that Putin's there, shook hands, was smiling, the president of Switzerland kind of welcomed them all and wished them the best of luck and that his job was done. I'm out of here. Good luck to you guys. Have your discussion. I think that that is in and of itself enough for Vladimir Putin to show, see, the rest of the world respects me. The free world respects me. And I'm not going to be pushed around by Joe Biden. So all of those kinds of things are the image he wants to portray here, which is exactly why the Biden administration said they didn't want to be participating in any sort of a joint press conference afterward. They didn't want this to devolve into a situation in a tit for tat kind of playing out in public as to who got the better of whom in those discussions and in those meetings, or who cares or doesn't care in the case of Vladimir Putin appearing like he doesn't care to be there. All of those kinds of optics are very, I mean, look, even down to the fact, Bloom Daddy, that the U.S. waited for Putin to get to the location before they left to go to the location. Why? Because historically, Putin has made U.S. presidents wait for him. Even Obama had to wait hours for Putin at one point in time. So this is something that Biden said, we're not going to let those appearances work any kind of deal for us. You show up. Once you show up, then we'll make our way over. But we're not going to be seen as waiting for Vladimir Putin on some level. So is this all about optics? Again, not all of it, but I'm going to say 99.9% of it certainly is. And while we won't know what happens in these discussions between these two, largely for the most part, you know, it could be a big, giant superpower element of decisions made and agreements created, or it could be those two superpowers having their Festivus about 6 months early and simply an airing of the grievances. And that maybe Festivus won't be over until the host is pinned, and I don't have any money on either one of those two.
Yeah, speaking of optics, they're not having any kind of lunch or dinner. I mean, that's another part of this.
Correct.
To where, you know, do both sides just not want to come off like, hey, we're being too nicey-nice?
Right. Yeah. Not too nicey nice. You know, you guys are still the adversaries that you are, and you don't want to come across nicey nice. You also don't want to come across as getting wing sauce on your shirt if you're the president of either one of the countries. So you don't want to look like a slob doing anything like that. But at the end of the day, they are going to try to keep as businesslike as possible. They're saying there will be breaks involved throughout the 4 to 5 hour discussions, but really not. I don't expect to see, you know, the Bill Clinton arm in arm kind of walk around the perimeter of the building. I expect that you're going to see the two fighters go to the corners of their ring before they come out for round number two.
All right. Is there any truth to the rumor that Putin has two interpreters, one for English and one for mumbles? I can't help it.
I cannot confirm or deny that right now.
All right, my man. Thanks. We'll talk again later.
Stay safe, guys.
All right. Michael Bauer live from Austin, Texas. I mean, if you're the Biden administration, you're gonna try everything you can to come off Republican Elgin McArdle like you are the tough guy on the block, right? Because you accused Trump for years of being in bed with Putin. So you can't go there and have lunch with the guy. You can't sit there and hug him. You can't sit there and have a joint press conference, because then it's going to look like you're not the tough guy, right? Michael brought up optics.
This is what happens when you're constantly living by optics as opposed to living by what you need to do. You know, there is no question that Trump was a very respected adversary of Putin, despite the fact that there was all this Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
We all know now that it didn't happen, despite the millions of dollars that were spent on trying to prove it. So optics, I think the optics are, we are trying to make sure that Biden doesn't look bad. I don't think it has anything to do with policy. I just think we've got to protect Joe Biden, because he's going to look bad, because he can't, you know, hold any kind of reasonable conversation, even with the press. I mean, he can't do it for 2 minutes.
Right.
He snaps.
Let alone
four hours
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. It just there's no optics. There will be no optics, because the optics would be very bad.
Yeah. Well,
the reality of what's going on would be very, very bad.
Interpretation is in the eye of the beholder. And I'm telling you, looking at them sitting there, Biden looks like a child Christmas morning, ready to open up his packages, all excited, like, hey, I'm gonna take Vlad to task. And Vlad's got that look on his face like, okay, you're the fifth U.S. president or fourth that I've dealt with. And I don't take you serious, and I can't wait to get the hell out of here. That's what his body language and his facial expressions said to me. Otis?
So they're not going to have lunch together, but what Putin doesn't realize is Biden is eating lunch because he's on a feeding tube. So he's constantly eating.
Ouch.
I mean, you know, when you're the face of something, you are the embodiment of it. And when you take a look at Joe Biden, he looks weak and feeble and old and incompetent. And that's the face of our nation. You look at Vladimir Putin, the guy is, I believe, 68. He looks like he's 55, and he is the epitome of the alpha male.
No doubt. It's
just kind of sad.
No doubt.
I mean, when you see these two on a world stage next to each other, it's sad, because we are the much stronger country economically, militarily, I mean, in every aspect. Yet when you take a look at the two leaders, it's night and day.
Well, and we are very strong underneath, but the problem is the leader isn't going to make the call. He doesn't have the strength to make the call on very important decisions and reactions and policy. I mean, he just hasn't. None of this administration has done anything. So it has been the complete opposite of what they accused Trump of doing.
Yeah.
I think, didn't he say that he was a killer at one point? I think Biden called
Putin.
Yeah,
he called Putin a killer.
A killer.
Yep.
And I really didn't mean that.
Yeah. And now Putin's looking at
him. Now
that
I got to look at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that I texted that and I didn't look at you in the eye, I'm sorry. I really didn't want to. It's just the whole mealy mouth, wishy washy, no stance is just horrible.
All right. Coming up, politics left, right, center. We're going to be joined by Democrat Jim Byrne. What are we talking about? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing legislation requiring public schools in the state to have a moment of silence each day. So first period teachers K through 12 will have to allow between 1 and 2 minutes for a moment of silence, but teachers can't recommend what students would do with that time. What do you think of this? What's the good and the bad that could come out of this? That's going to be the first topic out of the gate next.